Now we get to Robbie and sport shortly, but first to the fourth day of the International Eucharistic Congress. It's taking place, as we've said, in the RDS in Dublin all this week, and the main theme up for discussion this afternoon was exploring and celebrating ministry and vocation. Neil Doherty was there for Drive Time and he spoke to pilgrims and seminarians, as well as some people with the tough job of encouraging people to consider a vocation in the church.
My name is Father Alan Neville. I'm the Vocations Director for the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart, and I'm here at the Eucharistic Congress, but I work all around the country.
And what does your job involve?
Well, the purpose of my job is I accompany young people who are considering a vocation to religious life, specifically to the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart. So it would be a case of meeting people in Ireland who maybe feel called by God and journeying with them as they explore their faith and seeing where God is inviting them to, and I accompany them during that process.
What level of interest is there among young people at the moment in this country in particular?
In Ireland in particular, there is some interest. I think a lot of people feel there's absolutely no interest whatsoever, but certainly being here this week, there is interest in a vocation to religious life, which, to be honest with you, I find really amazing. I think it's quite miraculous, really, because it can be quite a difficult decision to make in this day and age. I think maybe we live in a society now that wouldn't esteem religious life as much as it did previously, and so therefore it's a very contra-cultural thing to do. I mean, if you think about it, in a world that maybe esteems kind of money and power and all these sort of things, taking vows of poverty, chastity and obedience are very countercultural. So in that respect, that can be a challenge, but also it's a gift as well.
My name is Paul Glennon and I'm from Dunmore, County Galway, and I'm a seminarian having 3 years studied in Maynooth.
And would you have left a job to pursue this career?
I did, yeah. I was a mechanical engineer. I worked for 10 years as a mechanical engineer in various different companies.
Mm-hmm. And how difficult a decision was it?
It was difficult for me to actually go out in front of my friends and family and say, look, I'm thinking of becoming a priest. But on the other hand, I felt so loved by God that I felt he gave me a heart for others and he was sending me out.
What was it like telling your family?
It was easy enough for my mother, but my father was the most difficult because we don't talk so much about feelings and what we're doing so much. But he was very accepting and he encouraged me, you know.
I've been talking to people today about getting more people interested in becoming priests. What do you think the church needs to do to attract more people into it?
From my experience, they're very slow to, well, reluctant, shall we say, just to invite young men. A joyful priest, a very prayerful priest, celebrating the sacraments, the Mass reverently, is a great, great witness. And I've been very touched along my path with those.
Fiona Hodge from Meath.
And what parish are you from, Fiona?
Kilclune in County Meath.
And how many priests are in that parish at the moment?
Oh gosh, I wouldn't have a clue. A lot, I think. I've met a good few young priests that have been ordained in the last few years in our parish, which is very uplifting and great, I think. Thank God for them.
What do you think the church can do to attract more young people to become priests at the moment?
We need to pray for vocation. Families need to pray more together and your parish needs to pray. And if anyone has vocation, nourish it and encourage it. Don't say, God, what a waste, that lovely good boy, he's going to be a priest. It's fantastic. It's a blessing on any parish, any family.
My name is David Vard. I am a seminarian for the Kildare and Loughlin Diocese and I'm here today just to try and promote vocations.
What age are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 20.
And when did you decide to become a seminarian?
I seriously started to think about it when I was 16 and then I entered when I was 18.
What was it about the role that appealed to you?
It wasn't so much an appeal of the role, it's just a call in my heart. And, you know, I tried to ignore it, but the more I ignored it, the more it came back.
When you say you tried to ignore the calling, what were your concerns? What were you worried about?
It's not something someone does nowadays. I was 17 when I first told the priest. So I thought it was just something that would go away. But when it didn't go away, I answered it.
And what about friends? How did friends react?
They're my good friends and they support me. You lose some friends as well. That's more of a natural break. But, you know, there are some excellent priests out there and I just want to be one of them. And I might not reach the calibre of some of them, but I try to.
I tell you what, it was Sister Bridget McKenna many years ago had said for married couples like myself and my husband to pray for vocations within our family. It's not for us to tell our children what to do, but we can pray for them, and we can pray that they hear and they respond to the vocation. And also not to be afraid to say to a young man, have you thought about the priesthood? Because I know from a very good friend, her mother said to the hairdresser, have you thought about the priesthood? And he is now a priest. So, you know, not to be afraid.
Neil Doherty was reporting for us there from the fourth day of the International Eucharistic Congress. Sport coming up now just after.